I learned a little lesson from listening to Larry King's old radio show, which, by the way, used to be carried here at KTAR. And he was saying one night that you can always tell when a song is going to be a classic. Here's how you determine it. If you take the melody out and you just read the lyrics and it reads like a great poem, you've got yourself a great song. So I thought today I would read a poem to you that was written back in 1814. And here's how it goes. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming? And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there? Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? Yeah, that's the national anthem. It was a poem written by Francis Scott Key. Now, friends, I sit at a lot of sporting events, and I've heard this song sung thousands of times. And it just drives me crazy when I hear people, number one, not get the words right. They say gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. No, it's gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. I've often thought, and I used to be one of those that judged the anthem auditions for the Suns and Diamondbacks, and I always used to think it was we should make it a requirement that anybody who auditions to be an anthem singer at a sporting event ought to be able to explain the roots and the origins of this song or these lyrics before they grab a microphone and try to sing the song. Yeah, I know the melody is challenging because of the keys and the differences. And a lot of people change keys right in the middle of the song. That's also something that I just grinds on my nerves. But I hope that you'll take some time today on this Independence Day to think about the origin of the Star-Spangled Banner. Francis Scott Key was coming toward Baltimore, and he wrote a poem while on a ship, and he was wondering very, very honestly whether or not the country was still going to be in existence. This was in the War of 1812. Whether or not the country would even be in existence the following morning. The British had made so many advances in Baltimore and around Washington that Fort McHenry, which is outside of Baltimore, there was a flag that was still flying when the sun came up the following morning, and that prompted him to write this poem. Incidentally, the second part, there are four verses to this song, and I'll close by reading the second verse. On the shore dimly seen through the mist of the deep, where the foe's haughty host in dread silence reposes, what is that which the breeze or the towering steep, as it fitfully blows, half conceals, half discloses? Now it catches the gleam of the morning's first beam, and full glory reflected now shines in the stream. 'Tis the star-spangled banner. Oh, long may it wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Happy 4th of July.